Piper. It's good to look out for others, especially the fragile and the vulnerable, like children, the aged, the lost, and the lonely, and teddy bears with almost no necks at all. Helping others can be a joyful experience. Just ask the little blue engine who had a jolly load to carry to the other side of the mountain. Don't be discouraged by overbearing or pretentious people like the shiny new engine or the big strong engine. Rather, be persistent and of good cheer, like the happy little clown who never gave up hope. Don't give up on yourself, like the rusty old engine. Rest, reboot, and come back stronger. Pull together and learn how to be part of a team. And don't expect everyone to be just like you. Teddy bears, dolls, and long-necked giraffes can work together. With every challenge you meet in life, approach it with the I think I can attitude of the little blue engine. Puff and chug, pull and tug until you reach the top of your mountain. And as you glide down the other side, we're all going to smile and say, we thought you could, we thought you could, we thought you could. So that's my life advice for you seniors. Now, I thought I should maybe put that into a faith perspective, since I'm standing up here and you're expecting a sermon. So the happy little train that's carrying toys and good food to the boys and girls on the other side of the mountain is this lovely red engine. And she was happy to do that job, but all of a sudden, she just stops. And she can't move, her wheels won't turn. So there was a jolly little clown on board, and the jolly clown and the other toys jumped down from the train to flag down a series of other trains that came along. The shiny new passenger engine would not help because he was far too important. And then along came a big, strong freight engine, and he couldn't help because he carries big machines all over the place, and they're far more important than toys and food for children. And then the tired old engine would have liked to help, but she was just too tired and was going to have trouble just getting back to the station to rest. And then when all it begins to look like all is lost, here comes a happy little blue engine and stops to see what's wrong. So the toys tell the blue engine about all their troubles. And while the engine told them that she wasn't very big and she'd never been over the mountain, she says she'll try. So off she goes, pulling and tugging, puffing and chugging, while she says, I think I can, I think I can. And as dawn breaks over the mountaintop, the little train chugs down the other side of the mountain saying, I thought I could, I thought I could. I've always loved this story. It has such good life lessons. So now let's look at this story from a faith perspective. Starting with that little red engine, who was certainly trying to do the job. She was chugging along on her way until all of a sudden she just couldn't go any further. In one's faith life, what might that look like? Maybe the little red engine was doing too much. You'll notice that perhaps the red engine was doing her best with her career for her church, for her family, for her community, but who didn't she include? Herself. She didn't take care of herself. And all of a sudden, she felt like she just couldn't go forward anymore. This red engine was nearly me at one point in my life. I was worn out trying to be everything to everyone. Because I could, I guess everyone thought I should continually give my all to others. I had some support from family and friends at that dark time in my life, but I still felt like I was standing alone. I had lost my connection to hope, and I'm afraid that I had pushed my relationship with God to the background. I continued to make the motions and keep a smile on my face, but it didn't reach my heart. And eventually, I even quit going to church for a while. Thankfully, as I began to heal, I was able to open up and let God take a bigger role in my life again. And that's when I started going to church here. And instead of being the little engine, the little red engine that had to give up for a while, I'm back to being the little blue engine. Each engine that came along had a different personality and a different excuse. The passenger train's engine couldn't be bothered, maybe didn't want to break a nail, no time to help others, or be the hands and feet of Jesus. Perhaps that attitude on being a Christian only involves looking good by sitting in a pew every Sunday while ignoring the cries of the vulnerable during the week. The freight engine was also too important to be bothered by the needs of children on the other side of the mountain. These might be seen as the Christian who does work for the Lord, but only on the big things that are noticeable and are out front. However, they seem to not catch on to the other the needs of a church family or a community, like visiting the sick or lonely, showing up for spring church cleaning or yard work. Now, all these jobs are important, certainly, but the attitude in approaching those jobs is what makes the difference. Are you doing it to serve God or to look pious and important? The rusty old engine would have helped, but she had worn herself out by saying yes to too many things. And while she was so quick to jump up and say, "I'll do it," before anyone else could even think about it, maybe those jobs God intended others to take care of. And now that rusty old engine is exhausted, and she can no longer see the joy that her works can put into the lives of others. The little blue engine had never crossed a mountain, wasn't the biggest, wasn't the strongest, but she had God in her heart, and it was a willing heart. She did not look at the mountain and say, yeah, I can probably do this. Instead, she pulled up the straps of her faith and said, "God, are you going to help me with this?" All the while, the dolls and the toys cheered and encouraged her, just like any good and supportive church family, faith family will do. When we do the best we can, and we do it together with God, we never know what miracles we can accomplish, the things we can bring about, that feeling of family and connectedness with God in the lives of others. We all face mountains at some point in our lives. It might be grief or anxiety, illness, financial burdens. We all have a story, don't we? And life can sometimes be disappointing, but it also can be very joyful. If we step out in faith and let God work through us, we can reach the other side, not with a sense of our own greatness, but with deep gratitude that you were never alone through that journey. This sweet little storybook can teach us a lot about faith and grace and community. And while the strong and the busy may pass by, ordinary people relying on God's promises can move mountains. God can use even the weakest and the least of us for his work. Whatever mountain you're facing today, and for you seniors, you're going to face some mountains. Trying to please a college professor is quite different from trying to please your high school teachers. Take it from someone who had her first C in college. But at any rate, if you take God with you, you'll be just fine. So say yes to God's calling. Hook on to the train of service in God and move forward chanting, I think I can because God thinks I can. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Amen.
Thank you so much, Janet, for sharing that message.